For the Drug Truth Network, it's 420 Drug War News.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
Opium cultivation in Afghanistan rose 59% last year. United Nations Anti-Narcotics Chief Antonio Maria Costa said last Friday, "This year's harvest has reached the highest level ever recorded, responsible for 610 potential tons of pure heroin, exceeding global consumption by 30%, stimulating the opiate receptors of 23 of 25 black market heroin consumers worldwide," end quote, "fueling the insurgency in Western Asia," end quote. 610 metric tons yields an estimated 8.5 billion individual doses of heroin, assuming 14 doses per gram. Responding to the worst violence since the 2001 American invasion, NATO's commander in Afghanistan has urged allied nations to quickly send reinforcements. At least 49 NATO troops have died there within the last 38 days. The U.S. Department of Justice's 2006 Drug Threat Assessment ominously predicts that events causing, quote, "shortages in South American heroin availability would most likely result in an increase in Afghan heroin distribution in U.S. drug markets." This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
A record year for Afghan opium production. Next week, the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime will officially release its estimate of Afghan opium production. The numbers have actually been leaking out for the past few weeks, because this year's increase is staggering. Total opium cultivation in Afghanistan is up by more than 50%. Actual opium output is up at least 49%. That's one-third more than the world's heroin users are estimated to consume in a year. It's likely that worldwide average prices will drop and purity will increase because of this oversupply. In 2001, the Taliban government's harsh clampdown on production brought Afghanistan's total output to a mere 185 metric tons of opium. Now, the Taliban is reportedly using proceeds from opium production and from guarding heroin smugglers to fund its insurgency. Warlords and regional governors, who are purportedly at least allied with the Western occupiers, are also reputed to be involved in the trade. In one province, almost 30,000 acres of government land are being used to illegally produce opium poppies. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.